one more time. Let's take it one more time.
Lord, prepare me, Lord.
Lord, prepare.
A sanctuary.
Your heart to stretch out to God tonight in expectation. In expectation.
I'm so happy.
Just trying to sing that song with all your heart unto the
when
Lord.
I come into your presence, I'm so glad. In your presence, there is anointing. Spirit moves upon us. In your presence, anointing breaks the yoke. When I come. When I come into your presence, I'm so happy. When I come into your presence, I'm so glad. In your presence, in your presence, there is anointing. The Spirit of the Lord is moving. In your presence,
yes,
anointing breaks the yoke.
Begin to sing it,
When I come into your presence, I'm so happy. When I come into your presence, I'm so glad. In your presence, there is anointing. The Spirit of the Lord is moving. In your presence, anointing
tonight, by the reason of the anointing that was poured on Jesus without measure, that he distributed to everyone in his body, that we all have a measure to serve him and to minister. By that anointing upon me, I command every yoke, every yoke upon your lives to be broken and be taken away and never to return. In the name of Jesus. That yoke on your shoulders that have to do with your head be broken in Jesus' name. That yoke that affects your righteousness be broken in Jesus' name. That yoke that have to do with marital affairs be broken in Jesus' name. That yoke that have to do with finances be broken in the name of Jesus. That yoke that have to do with restlessness be broken in the name of Jesus. That yoke you cannot share with anybody, that burden that you carry that eats you deep inside, that makes you wonder tonight, be broken.
Amen.
Be crushed.
Amen.
Be taken away.
Amen.
When Jesus was anointed, that anointing was made to set the captives free. And that same anointing, the Bible says he gave gifts to men. That same anointing, he transferred to the church. When he arose up to the heavens, he gave gifts to men. If you're here tonight, whatever is your body, whatever is your body, the Lord melts it away in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let this anointing flow from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, that you'll never know sorrow anymore.
Amen.
The tears, the things that cause you tears, the things that cause you tears, I release the anointing to destroy it. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The things that cause you to fear. The things that takes your joy away. The things that takes your comfort away. I command it to be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. My Bible says, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound. Whatsoever you lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You are loosed. You are loosed. Completely, completely. Spiritually. Physically. Maritally. Your head. Every part of you. Loosed. Completely. Free. In the name of Jesus. And I bind everything that have bound you.
Amen.
Everything that have ever bind you. Everything that held you down. Amen. Everything that oppress you. Everything that hinders you. Everything that stand on your way. Tonight, you are finished in Jesus' name. Shandra Bakuri. Shara Bakuri. We establish. Because the Bible says, whatsoever you decree on earth will be established. We establish tonight that none of us here we have any reason to regret. We have any reason to be in pain. We have any reason to backslide. We have any reason to say, where is my God? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Your day and your night. Your sleeping and your waking up. Your going out and your coming in. Blessed. Peaceful. Protected. Covered with the presence of God. With the blood of Jesus. With the fire of the Holy Spirit. You will grow in confidence. You will be bold like a lion. Because the Bible says the righteous is bold as a lion. You'll be bold and your confidence will be in the Lord, in His name, in His promise, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Briefly tonight, we've got just a short time, but I just have a word to exhort you. Briefly. I was asking the Lord, what am I going to speak this evening? He said, tell my people to dwell in my love.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
And it was a simple message. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Tell my people to dwell in my love. We always, I hear people say, does God still love me? But today, we're not going to talk about how much God loves you. We're going to talk about how much you love God. Praise the Lord. Do I really love God? Amen. So how many of you love God here? It's easy to say, isn't it? It's easy to say, I love God. But let me tell you, love is something that you have to demonstrate. It's not just to say it, but you have to do something to show that you have love. And God started it all when He tested Abraham. He wanted to know. Somebody would say, but didn't God know that Abraham loved Him? Of course, He knew. But He wanted Abraham to put that into practice. Abraham, show me something. Show me something. How many of you are ready to show God something? Hallelujah. Abraham, show me something. Now he came to Abraham. He said, your only son, and that son came at a time of hopelessness. Abraham had passed the age of childbearing. The wife has forgotten about it. And then God fulfill His promise. That's why it's not good to give up. Never give up. Keep hoping against hope. Because there is a date written for your miracle. And when that time comes, the Lord will fulfill His promise. Now God gave him a son, Isaac. Abraham's name was changed. And again God turned around and said, give me your only son. God was doing with Abraham what He was going to do with you and I. Your only son. In love, there is sacrifice. Listen. In love, there is sacrifice. In love, there is a price to pay. If we really have God's love like He wants us to have, we need to pay a price. We need to sacrifice. We need to think more of God and others than ourselves. Praise the Lord. Now, Abraham actually proved to God, look, it's not only that I'm expecting something from you, but I'm also ready. Abraham took his son. You know the journey. You've heard about it. You've read about it to the altar of sacrifice. And when Abraham was about to sacrifice his son, God said, stop. The German would say, doch. God said, stop. Now I know.
Now I know
that you love me and you will command your children, generations, to come after me. Now, brethren, I hear God saying that to me tonight. Tell these people to show me the love they have for me. It looks so easy, so simple to say, I love God. But how do you show God's love? And God again wanted to show how He loved you. Now, what did He do? The Bible says, for God. Now, listen. For God so much. I don't want to talk about the world now. For God so much loved me. For God so much loved you. We make up the word. That He gave His only Son. Now, God wants you to turn it around. For I so much love God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for Pastor. Amen. Now, I so much love God. Now, God is saying, stretch out your love. Stretch out your love. Now, we're coming to something. I'm going to make it brief. I'm going to make it brief. I promise you. I'm going to make it brief. But now, God is saying, hey, beautiful girl, do you love me? Handsome young man, do you love me? Rich woman, do you love me? You that is crying, I'm poor, I'm poor, I want to be rich. But do you love me? I need your love. I need your love. Now, I discover is when you show God your love and demonstrate that love, that's when there are certain things you don't even pray for. Okay, let me now I want to come to married people. I know there are married people here. Okay. When you really want to show your wife your love. Okay. And now you want to appreciate her. I remember in Germany, I went with a man. He was always saying, I don't know, I try my best. My wife don't always believe that I love her. Now we went to a supermarket. There was a part where they said flowers. And he said, my wife loves flowers. And I know the color of flower that, and the particular one that she likes. And this man went, and me, I'm not a flower person, but I like gardens, I like flowers around. But I'm not the kind you buy this kind of flower and give me that one for me. That's not what I want. So I said, well, this man just want to waste my time today. But he wants to show his wife love. And what did he do? He got there, he bought his flower, took everything. He said, this is what my wife loves. He said, I want to show my wife how much I care. Then he asked me, Pastor Solomon, what do you want? Do you want the flower? I said, I don't want this one. I said, the kind of flower I like is the one you plant or the one you put around, you know, for them. But this one that you just buy and put it there in a bottle and then in a few days it's gone, for me, is a waste. That's me. I'm not saying that everybody should be like me. Praise the Lord. And then what happened? He got it. And when we got home, it was the wife that opened the door. And I saw her face. She was already grinding. But then when she saw that flower, and the horseman just, she took the flower. You know the first thing she did? You know the second thing she did? Before she even remembered that I was there. And then, you know, she breathed, the way she breathed down, you could see that a heavy burden fell out of her. You could see, you know, it's like all those lies, all those feelings, all those pain, all everything just went away. And then she started laughing. And you know what she was doing? Jumping here and there. Pastor, what do you want to eat? You want to eat this one? That there? You want a coffee? You want this? You know, she got strength. She was weak before, but she got strength. When I think about God's love for me, I get strength. I say, for God to send his son to die for me, there's nothing he cannot do for me. Now, do you want God to rise for you? One woman died in the Bible. It's her name, Dorcas or so. Yes, sir. And Peter happened not to be far away. When Peter came there, everybody, the widows, the elderly, everyone came with the suit, the coat, the dress, everything she made. They were crying. They said, she shouldn't have died. Oh, look at her. Look at what she made for me. She was so nice. Peter saw everybody talking about her. Peter was so touched. Where did you lay her? Oh, Peter, come and see her here. She's lying dead. Peter said, okay, leave her for me. And Peter would touch her. Wake up in the name of Jesus. Took her back. And gave her back to the people. The people say, we don't want her to go. We need her. Let me tell you. Are you showing us love enough that the church will say, we don't want you to go? It's time to show God's love. Hey,
I'm a young man, pastor. I'm a young, beautiful lady. It's not yet time for me to be this righteous thing. It's not yet time for me to be an usher. It's not yet time for me to be praying. I just want to show my red lips. I just want to show my punky eyes. I just want to show my finging fingers. Let me tell you, put your finging fingers on the keyboard and finging Jesus for us and let us praise him. Let us sing with your lips. Let's praise him together. Praise the Lord. Yes, still have just 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Love. How do I show God my love? How, Pastor, someone said, well, now we need to show God love. How do I show God my love? Pastor, I don't understand. How do I show God my love? Yeah, God has shown much, 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 much. It's now my turn. It's now my turn to tell God, look, Baba, I love you. I want to move God. I want my love for him to move him even to things I don't need to bother about anymore, because, you know, God will see them before I see them. You know, when God says, when you are praying, you don't need to make vain repetition. There was a day I was meditating on that. He said, you don't need to make vain repetition like the Pharisees, the hypocrites do. You don't need to be repeating as if God is deaf, as if God is wicked. You need to blow his head off before he answers you. I said, God, but why did you say so? He said, because I already know those things before you ask me. When you ask me, believe me, go serving me, go loving me, and see if I will not arise for your sake. Praise the Lord. Mark chapter 12. Mark chapter 12, verse 30. And that when it's time for us to let that love in our heart show towards God and towards others. Because, okay, let's read this together. Mark chapter 12, verse 30 and 31. I want the whole church to read it for me. One, two, go. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy. Don't share it with anybody. And with all thy soul. And with all thy mind. And with all thy strength. He said, this is the first commandment. Now look at verse 31. And the second is like. Namely this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as yourself. There is none other commandment greater than this. Okay. Christianity, power, miracle, blessing. But what is the foundation that can make these things flow in abundance? Love. Praise the Lord. Many people don't understand love. Many don't know what love is. What many takes as love is lust. Mere likeness that doesn't last. If you truly love that girl, even when she grow old and become an old woman, you will never divorce her. You know, when the youths are coming up, you know, youths, you know what we do? Let me use youth because we have a lot of youth here today. Yeah, there are things your eyes are looking at. You know much more than I do. Those are the things you are looking at. And that's what makes you stay late in the night. That can get you crazy. 2 a.m. you are still outside. You're still on the phone. Hello, yes. Please. pussycat, what is wrong with you? I'm loving him. Okay. If you can still say this when you people are 50 years old. Is truly God's love. But does it last? Does it last? It doesn't. Because that love is based on what you see in the outward. And that's why everybody wants to impress everybody. I want to give you a good haircut. Like I just did today. Praise the Lord. I want to show you. I want my he to look like hey. I want my ba to look like bum bum bum. Look at it. You know what? If I am attracting you with my buttocks, someone is going to attract you better and more than I can do. When you see that one, you're going to start hating mine. One day, I look at my mom, and then I saw one photo from my dad when my dad was a young man. The way he wore those, that, and just with a collar like this. Then I said, okay. And I look at my mom. My mom can't shake anymore. She just walked the way she is. I said, oh, I can imagine. That's why my dad sometimes, one day, he wouldn't even say if your mother is there. But when my mom was young, I can see. The genuine love of God never fades. The genuine love of God, listen, it never fades. It's not based on looks. It's not based on looks. It's based on the passion of Christ to help the needy. Listen, I'm going to show that to you, but let's read this first. I'm going to show that to you. I'm going to tell you, you know the story of the Good Samaritan. You know that. Now, I'm going to show that to you because I see some people, they're trying to grasp what I'm saying. Where is it going? Where is it going? You start to put it together. I'll try my best. Praise the Lord. Now, he says, thou shalt love God first. The person you have to love is God first. Now, you say, how do I love God with my mind? How do I love God with my soul? How do I love God, you know, with my strength? Okay. Listen. Before we talk about neighbor, now, God, my mind. If you love God with all your heart, you won't share him with anybody. He will be number one. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom. You see, the things you are praying about, they are easy for God to give you. Seek ye first. How many pastors still preach that? It's one of those inspired scripture. It's one of those scriptures they call colloquial scripture. This one was old school, Jerry. That this one is past. Seek, if you just come to the church on Sunday and say, seek ye first the kingdom. We have had this one Sunday school and all that. What are you going to talk? I know it. Hey, have you started practicalizing it? Seek ye first. That's it. The kingdom and its righteousness. What did God promise? Now, which means when you do something, God is going to do something. Now, you have your role to play. Then God has his role to play. Now, look at it. You have to do something for God to do what you want him to do. Look at it. Go after the kingdom. Go after his righteousness. Then God will go after your needs. Go after his kingdom. Go after pleasing him. Go after praying. Obedience. Faithfulness. Holiness. You just be going after God. After his kingdom. After righteousness. Then God will be going after what you need. What do you need? What do you need? You need this? Take it. You need this, take it. Then those things will begin to pursue you. Just look at it. Look at it. Now you are after his kingdom. You are after righteousness. You are seeking his face. You are loving him. You are worshiping him. You are enjoying him. Then other things will be pursuing you. You see, when you are pursuing those things and put them where God is supposed to be, those things will be far from you. You will not have to labor. You have to stretch. You have to stress. You have to do everything until you are tired. You'll be able to say, God, I don't feel your presence anymore. I don't know where you are. Those things are supposed to pursue you. I don't want the things that should pursue me as additions. He said, they will be added. Do you know what's called addition? If you're not from Nigeria, you may not understand this concept, but I will interpret it. I will make you understand. This is what we call in Nigeria, Jara. That's our own English. Jara. You see, when you are so blessed, then they add to it. God will so bless you. There will be an addition. I'm sure Ghanaians have a way they say it. I will go to Ghana and just find it. I'll bring it for you. Praise the Lord. I'm sure every country has their own slang. Look at it. Addition. God said, I will add. God said, give me your heart. Love me. Serve me. Then I will add the things you need. I will. Now, who will bring them? God said, I will. Are you saying Pastor, does that include Oga? 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 Yes. Does that include Mrs.? Yes. Everything. He said, and these things that you worry about will be added. I don't want too much grammar. I don't want the man that will come and blow my head off with his philosophical whatever that he has attained. All I want is, I want to know him. I want to know God. I want to know God. I don't want to know any man. I want to know God. I want to be close to God. I don't want to know anybody but God. Because when I know God, then it shall come to pass what Daniel declared. Daniel said, they that know their God. Did they say they that know man? He said, they that, what did he say they will be? They will become strong. Hey, anytime I'm preaching that in our congregation, I start to dance. I start to dance. Please don't blame me. I just enjoy that scripture. I start to dance. He said, they that know. So if you don't know God, you're going to be weak. And you fail. They that know. Okay. How many of you know God? Hey, men and women, how many of you know him? Then you add that to what Paul said. Paul said, look, see, Paul caught that revelation. He said, that I might know him. Paul said, look, that I might know him. Everything that was gained to me. You know, if you read that place in Philippians, in his time, every generation have this same problem. In his time, those things are no, in this generation, if you look at us, you say, what is this? But we have similar things in our time. In his time, if you're from the tribe of Benjamin, pride. You're from the stock of so. You see the things he mentioned? A Pharisee concerning the law. Ah, if you're a Pharisee then, hey, big boss. When you come here, everybody say, ha. Ah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Paul said, I had everything. He said, but because I wanted to know the Lord, he said, those things that give me pride, I put them down that I might know him and the power of his resurrection, that I might attain. How many of you have that drive? That's what I'm talking about. Do you love God enough to want to know him, to want to know him and go after him day and night? It's not this one we call semi-semi. Semi-semi. Half-half. Semi-semi. Half-half. Little. It's okay. I went to church. I came back home. Pastor Solomon, that's enough. Let me tell you, I'm okay just to serve God. Hey. Semi-semi. Half-half-half. That's not enough. That's not enough. That's not enough. That's not enough. You need more. You need more. You need to hunger. You need to go for the... Look, I want the center of it all. I want to grab. I want to go further. I want to go deeper. I want to go deeper.
I'm watching time. I promise you, I'm going to make it brief. Praise the Lord.
I want to go deeper. Paul. Oh, God. Today we talk about Paul. He said, you know, Paul? Apron. Handkerchief. That he could touch, you take it. To somebody that's sick, get here. You take it, put it on the dead, he wakes up. You take it, and the lunatic, he becomes sound. You take it, and the barren, instead of being children, what is the secret? He loved God with all his heart. He had a drive. I want to know God. I want to be strong. I want to do exploit. I want to be successful. I want to make it. It was his own drive. Not this one that they have to call you on phone before you come to church. They have to come and beg you. They have to promise you salad on Sunday. He said, when I come, will they bring salad to church? Yes. Okay. How many minutes are they spending in church today? Oh, 35 minutes. Oh, no. Can they reduce it to 25, please? I got somewhere going. Okay, I'll try to talk to my pastor to make it brief for you. Okay. In your church, do they have... what I like seeing in church is... forgotten. Okay. Do they have sandwich? And some cereal, You can add milk, so if I'm hungry, you can just eat. No, we don't have. I'm coming to your church. Why don't you say, in your church is the Holy Ghost working? In your church, do they have righteousness? In your church, they have the power of God. In your church, do they grow in faith? In your church, are they growing? Are you looking for food? So you're looking for food. You're looking for things that you can take now and pass away tomorrow.
Oh God. Mercy.
So I'm telling you now how to love God with all your heart. If you love God with all your heart, even under the rain, you're going to the house of God.
Hallelujah.
If you love God with all your heart, is God God? For God's sake. Wednesday, Friday, you don't select the day you go to the house of God. Because the Bible says, do not forsake. Oh, I love that place. I learned that in the first week I gave my life to Christ, Pastor. He said, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some. I told myself, okay, some people have that manner. They forsake the assembling of themselves together. They don't go to fellowship. They stay at home. I don't want to have that manner. I started praying. I don't want that manner. In the name of Jesus. He said, as a manner of some. So there are people that have that manner. And I started discovering them. Come, let's go to fellowship. Is today not Tuesday? I said, yes. No, it's always Sunday. Huh? I said, why? Come, let's go. Is today not Friday? Yes. No, Sunday. Sunday. Me. Sunday. I said, Sunday. He said, so you want to carry God on your head? He said, look, put God here. So that when it's too heavy, drop it. I said, no. When Jesus was wanting to, you know, he took towel. He was washing the disciples' feet and cleaning with towel. And then he got to Peter's. And Peter said, no, how can you, my master? It's me that should do it. Jesus said, okay. That was my answer for them. If you don't let me do it, you have no part of me. Peter said, say it again. Me. Baba, my head, my leg, every part of me, wash and clean it. Me to lose you, God forbid. Some people are not worried about losing God. They are worried about losing their husband, and that's why they lose their husband. Some people are not worried about losing God. They are worried about losing their girlfriend. That's why they lose their girlfriend. Some people are not worried about losing God. They are worried about losing. Look. It's when you pursue God that thing will hold on to you. You want to use your power. Hey, Pastor, there is an address like this. That's what my husband wants to see. Okay. There is an address like this. That's what my mom wants to see. I do it for him. I do it to satisfy him. Okay. What do you do to satisfy your first husband? God. At the end of the day, you try hard, so hard, and at last, you still lose that person. The reason is because the power to hold him, you don't have. That strength to hold him, you don't have. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. If you hold God strong. I know one woman. Her husband was not serious with God. When she came home, she would look at her. She would say, Father, anywhere he is, I command his soul, spirit, and body, come home in Jesus' name. Hate everything you are doing now. Be on your way home. Then in a few minutes, we hear, pam, open the gate. That woman was my friend. She was a challenge that I used to inspire women who have struggles with their husbands. He will say, look, in the name of Jesus, the Bible says, what is mine will not be stolen. She will be creating waves. Look, what is mine is mine. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Any woman that stands on your way right now, wherever you want to look, no see anything, come home. In the name of Jesus, come home. And then you see the man coming home. Then we say, dear, what happened? Oh, I wanted to go out with my friends, but I just didn't like, I just hated everything. I just feel like coming home. I was just thinking of you. Yeah, dear, welcome. God bless you. What do you want to eat? Stay with me. What will some others do? Because she knows God. She knows that power. She knows how to use it. Do you know God like that? It's possible. Now, when you know God, let me round up. You demonstrate the love you have for God. When the Bible talks about strength, people say, how do I serve God with my strength? A lot of people don't know what that means. How do I serve God with my strength? How do I serve God with my strength? My strength. Now, what do you do with your strength? Your might. You walk. You walk, you carry things, you do things. Now, when you come and put this chair in the proper place, you do it with your strength. When you come and fix this pulpit and put it in the proper place, you do it with your strength. When you come and pick up this microphone and sing, you're doing it with your strength. Anything you do that you need to use your body to do something, you're doing it with your strength. Hallelujah. Even giving, you work, you do something. You do one thing or the other, you do anything you can do. Anything you can do, do. You're doing it with your strength. Then finally, 31, your neighbor. Now, and the second is like neighbor the first. It said, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, practical Christianity. I'm a Christian, born again. Do you love your fellow? These are things that hinders miracle. I remember one day there was strong healing anointing manifesting in our congregation. We had a big, big conference. People were inviting me here and there. That year was awesome. And then we had long queue of people that came under the anointing for prayer. I was praying for people to just go under the anointing and heal. It got to this man. I lay hands on him. I felt the anointing gone. Oh God, what is happening? I go to the next person. The power of God come back. After I've prayed for everybody, I came back to him. I was praying. No, nothing. Then I stopped. Then he opened his eyes and said, why was I not here? Why did God not touch me like God? Why is it that nothing happened? Because there are some people. It takes the Holy Spirit to discover what is hidden in their life. It's not seen with the eyes. It's not seen by their behavior. It takes the Holy Spirit to know why they look dry. They look so dry in the spirit. Nothing. Then I didn't know what to tell him. I said, but I pray for you. I kept quiet. Then it just welled up in my spirit. Unforgiveness. Towards his wife. Then I turned to him. I said, I heard in my heart, unforgiveness. He said, yes, yes, yes. It's that stupid woman. The stupid woman. Hey, I've driven her from the house. Never. I'll never marry. I will never forgive her. If that's the reason God does not want to hear me, hey, let him live. Let me be sick. What was his problem? Heart problem. He angrily left. In fact, the way he was bullying. Then when he was going, I was praying. I said, God, what does it cost this man? What does it cost? You are dying. What does it cost you? Just to forgive? You can't love and forget? After all, we have no sin. We have no wronged each other. We put it apart. We keep moving. I was just thinking like that. Then as this man went, thank God for his love. God touched his heart. He became calm. He came back. He said, Pastor, if I go and look for my wife and I forgive her, will God heal me? Will he forgive me? I said, yes. Then he said, okay, I'm going. For his sake, I waited. I tell you, that day I was actually tired because I was busy praying for, look, more than 500 people. I was busy praying for people. I waited. You know what happened? This man went to the wife's mother's place. And when the wife saw him coming, that one was, God, what is this man doing here? What is this man doing here? He said, please, don't be afraid. I'm here for peace. I'm not here for trouble. Please, don't be afraid. I'm here. That one, come. He went to the woman. He said, please forgive me. It's my fault. It was one minor argument at home that made him to blow up. I started accusing the wife here and there. Then he told the wife, I'm in a program. Can you go with? The wife said, you went to church? And the woman followed him down. Immediately they came. As this man was walking towards me, God did not wait for me to lay hands on him. As he was just coming towards me, behold, the power of God just took him and took his wife. See, husband and wife on the floor. And then they were there. Then suddenly, in a matter of 5 minutes, two of them just started speaking in tongues. I said, wow, wow, look at, anointed instantly. One single thing can hinder your miracle. Now you came to fellowship today. You look around, one brother is not there. Will you pick up the phone and call? Dear Brother Francis, good evening. Ah, how are you? I'm fine. Oh, you were not in fellowship today? No. I don't want to come to church again. Every time Brother Francis, we've got to forgive. We had a wonderful message today. Share your love. It's not for you to increase that pain and begin to add your own. What you are saying is truth. Even me. Even me. I am even tired of the church. If you stop me, I'm not coming again. We need to help one another to stand. I realize every day, because we were not born by the same parents, we were not born the same day, we didn't go through the same school, we didn't marry the same day, we sometimes think differently, and somehow hurt one another because of the way we do things. You may think this is the right way to do it. I may begin to think of another way. But the love of God will make us be patient with one another and explain things to one another and resolve things and continue to go together that we might grow together. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Is somebody hearing me?
Yes.
Learn to strengthen the weak. Learn to strengthen the weak. Don't kill them. I used to be that person. Hey, my faith is very strong. If you don't have faith like me, I despise you. No. Now God taught me a lesson. I was once weak. I was once very weak. God lift me up. Learn to strengthen the weak. Learn to go out of your way. Learn to sacrifice your time for others. Learn to sacrifice your time for others. Learn to help to get people to Christ. Demonstrate your love. It's time for you, that which is inside, that you have ever wanted to do, it's time for you to demonstrate it. It's time to demonstrate your love. It's time to show love to one another. It's time to show love to pastor. It's time for pastor to show love to you. It's time to stop accusation. It's time to go out, even those that are not members. Let's show them the light that is shining in us. Let's learn to forgive one another. I remember I was telling somebody, I said, I know, look, my younger ones, even my elderly ones, the two guests, the certain things they do, then somebody can't try that to me. I was like, then I was like, Mom, look at what my mom would say. They are your brothers. Please, my son, you know you are the senior. Forgive them. I would say, if not, Mom, it's just because of you. Can you tell somebody, because of Christ, I forgive you? Can you look and say, because of Christ? Because the blood of my family makes me, I look at my mom, I look at my dad, I overlook. The blood of my family and the blood of Jesus, which is stronger? Which one is more powerful? Why can't I overlook what goes on and repair it? You know what happened to Noah and the children? Noah was naked. And one of the children, instead of covering the father, naked him and laughed. It brings causes. That person may not be right. Help the person to be right in love. That person may not be good. Help the person to be good in love. Don't kill that person. Don't finish that person. Do your best. Let God see that you've done your best to make things right. Let God then be the one to fight for you. The Bible says, vengeance is mine.
Oh God.
I love that scripture. Hey. I tell somebody, some people, if you cheat me, you are in trouble. What belongs to me? If you rob me of it, you are in trouble. If I fight you, it's little. If God fights you, if God give you slap, can you arrest him? Praise the Lord. Hey, if you cheat me, I've learned that. If you cheat me, if you oppress me, what belongs to me, you take it. Okay. You rob me of what belongs to me. If I report you to God, it's time to show your love to God and to others. Let's start that today. You know, Wednesday, a lot of you were not here. we started to tell ourselves we want to grow. That's what I'm building on. I'm building on, and we're going to continue. Now it's time to show love, real love of God. That love that makes you patient. That love that makes you sacrifice your time. That love that makes you sacrifice your finance. That love that makes you open the door of your home. That love that makes you, you know, stand on the way to shake somebody. Like you're coming to the house to go see some people. You know, they're coming. I know when I was not a Christian, there are times I'm going to the house to go and I see the face of the usher. U-turn. That's why I teach our ushers. I say, look, you are the first person God or the devil will use to scare new converts. You don't know? When new people are coming, the devil fights them. I know what I went through. When new people are coming, the devil fight to make them not to enter. Do you know how many people will drive and get to this place and revise? They will just be coming. They will be fighting with the devil. They will say, don't go. So the ushers, they should always smile. They should be prayerful. When somebody comes, even if the person is small, yes, sir, welcome, sir. Oh, I'm so happy you are here. Oh, nice to have you here. Oh, welcome. Come have your seat. Is this place okay for you? Please sit down. You're very special. We love you. That person will feel, oh, God. Huh? Me? I'm love. I'm special. Ha! I'll never leave this church. We'll sit down. But when somebody new is coming, and you see the usher, person will think, did I dress well? Is my dress inferior? Am I not looking? Why is he angry? Hey, I wish I can run away. What? I'm not wanted here? They don't like me? Why is this man so... Okay. Then it. Sit down there. Find a place by yourself. Somebody that is coming for the first time, you are telling him to find a place by himself. Perhaps he has never been to church before. Perhaps you don't know the war that this man is into. You don't know what the person has gone through. You don't know what trouble. You don't know what he's passing through. You don't know whether the person is not even aware he's there. Find a place by yourself. You see the person. And only to go and sit near another person who is. There's no message they will preach there that day that will enter. The first thing is, after closing, is the first person to run away. It's time. Tell somebody it's time to show the love we have for God. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
I want all of us to stand to our feet. I want you to pray this prayer with me. Father. You have put your love in my heart. It's left for me to demonstrate it.
Towards you.
And towards others.
From this moment.
I make commitment. And rededicate myself. To let your love flow.
Through me.
The way I serve you. The way I follow you.
And
the way I present you to other people. Father, I know there are challenges.
I know there are temptations.
I know there are trials. But God, help me
to overcome
and still remain in your love.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor.
Hallelujah.